Hey everybody, so Black Lives Matter, they protesting churches now. Not police brutality.
Churches.
Hey, I'm starting to get it now. Black Lives Matter means only Black Lives Matter. Nobody else.
Nobody's life matters.
Yeah. I get it. It just means Black Lives Matter.
How did we miss it? It's right there in the slogan.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's in plain English. Why didn't we get that? It means just Black Lives Matter.
Now I understand why everybody's so pissed off when I say all lives matter.
Because Black Lives Matter don't care about nobody else's life. They just care about Black Lives Matter.
Well, there's a caveat to that. They only care about the black lives that are lost to a white police officer.
Yeah.
What's wrong with y'all?
I mean,
seriously.
Really?
So they go to this church up in New York. Check this out.
Why are you bringing a baby into a church that's drastically off? You are, this is no house of God.
Good morning.
Save those babies.
Save those
babies. Save those babies.
Save those babies.
I mean, come on. Let's think here for a second. Don't you think that chant, this protest would be much more appropriate in front of a Planned Parenthood? Maybe the inner cities of Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore? Yeah. Why in front of a Baptist church? Hey, I mean, do y'all even think? Do you even have a brain? Do you know how to read? Do you know how to count past five?
Man, can
Jesus
they,
Christ!
Can they count past three?
One,
three.
Hey, how did they even get there? Did George Soros drop you fools off at the church?
Just to get out and do what you do.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure y'all don't know how to read a map. You don't even know what a map means.
Look here.
Did y'all know up in New York? Tell you what, this happened in Troy, New York, right?
Yeah.
2 hours down the road, y'all could have went to New York City. Yeah. Did you know that there's more black babies being aborted in New York City than actually born?
By the thousands.
Black.
By the thousands.
Let me say it again. By the thousands.
You gotta slow it down.
Oh. By the thousands. But y'all in front of a church, a Baptist church, where black and white come together and praise God. Y'all gonna say save those babies there.
Look, you can't actually, I mean you can, but if you protest a church, that makes you a bigot.
Yeah.
We have freedom of religion.
Yeah.
I mean, if I, let's say, for example, I go protest in front of a gay bar because I'm not into homosexuality and I don't like gay people.
Homosexuality.
Right? Let's say I do that. That makes me a bigot.
Yeah.
Y'all preaching equality and tolerance, but y'all a bunch of bigots. Do y'all know what equality and tolerance means?
They don't even know what Black Lives Matter mean.
I mean, seriously.
You're protesting someone's lifestyle, their religion.
That makes you a bigot.
They're not doing any harm to Black folks. That's the one of the places y'all need to go. Y'all need to go to church.
Y'all
need to read the Bible.
Y'all need to repent. But actually, the members of the church, they spoke out against the riots.
Yeah. These people are there protesting this church because they're offended because people from this church said they were against the riots that were happening here
not,
in America.
Yeah, not the peaceful protest.
Yeah.
The riots. There is a difference
between
riots and protesting.
Yeah. Like, there's a difference between immigration and illegal immigration. Immigration, which is legal. Then you have illegal immigration. Totally two different things, okay?
You just like a dude off South Park. What's that dude's name? Mr. Hand?
Hi, students, today.
And wasn't he was a transgender in one of the episodes, but anyway, I digress. Look here, let's get back to the topic at hand. In the middle of their protest, they decide they want to go in the church. Talking about, oh, we can't go in the church?
What y'all preach?
They ain't trying to let the devil in now.
Yeah.
Y'all the devil. Y'all evil.
Yeah, I'm going to break it down for you. This Black Lives Matter movement,
it's all
an excuse for people to misbehave. These people are so upset, so unhappy in their own life, they want to spread their unhappiness to everybody else's life because they don't have the courage, they don't have the balls to look in the mirror and see who the real problem is.
Yeah.
The real problem is you.
Yeah.
Republicans, conservatives, everybody on the right, we're not spreading hate in this country.
Yeah.
Everything that you see on the TV, all these white people getting attacked for just simply being white, for wearing MAGA hats. Everybody that's tearing down these statues.
Yeah.
Everybody's burning down these buildings, killing people. These people are all on the left.
Yeah.
They're all progressives. They're all liberals.
Yeah, y'all's lives are not going the way y'all want it to go. Y'all got a lot of pain in y'all's life, so y'all want everybody else to feel this pain.
Yeah, life is not easy. It's not going to come easy. Yeah. Stop listening to these people that's victimizing you.
Yeah.
You have the power in your own hands. You just need to look in the mirror and do something about it.
That's all you got to do, man.
Yeah, you don't have to go to people's churches and protest them at their place of worship. That makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, this 2020, this has been a crazy year. I'm just waiting for the damn aliens to show up.
Yeah, you know who they're going to take out first, right?
I think
all the aliens are going to be conservative. They gonna start zapping all these damn progressives, all these liberals on the street.
I can't wait for the aliens to get here. I hope them damn aliens in that movie, War of the Worlds, I want to get zapped like that. Take me out of here.
Yeah, because this year has been crazy, man.
This world, this country is crazy.
Yeah, but it's all coming from one side.
And it's all fueled by identity politics. It's all coming from the left. They're actually destroying this country.
Yeah.
That's why when the election come around, Trump 2020.
Yeah. Yeah.